Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Salini Impregilo first half 2016 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Eugenia. Good afternoon and good morning, everyone, and welcome to Salini Impregilo first half 2016 earnings conference call. My name is Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Our call today is hosted by Pietro Salini, CEO. Joining him for the presentation are also Massimo Ferrari, CFO and General Manager, and Alessandro De Rosa, Deputy General Manager. Before we start our call, let me remind you of the usual housekeeping safe harbor notice. Any forward-looking statements embedded in today's presentation and conference call remarks are based on our current expectations and planning assumptions, subject to risks and uncertainties. The actual results may differ materially due to factors mentioned in the press release issued today and discussed in this call. Let me also remind you that the recording file of today's presentation and the call will be available shortly after and can be accessed through the investor relations section of our website. With this brief introduction, I would like to turn over the call to Massimo Ferrari, CFO, for his presentation. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and good morning for those in a different time zone. Thank you for taking part in our first half 2016 earnings conference call. This first half 2016 has been rich in accomplishment on various fronts, besides representing the first interim period with the integration of our newly acquired company, the U.S. Lane. Before moving to comment the financial results, let me comment briefly on how the data have been reported so that we can show a meaningful comparison with the first six months of last year. Moving to slide four, in order to compare the group's performance for the first half 2016 consistently with the corresponding period of the previous year, the consolidated income statement half one 2015 has been restated, including Lane's result for the same period. Moreover, the figures are represented for both six-month periods, adjusting the IFRS data to reflect, on a proportional basis, the financial results of the joint venture not controlled by Lane at revenues, EBITDA, and EBIT level. Moving to slide five, turning to examine the financial highlights of the first half 2016, we see the consolidated revenues totaled 2.74 billion euro, slightly above first half 2015 revenues, in line with our expectation. EBITDA and EBIT grew sequentially double-digit, and margins with EBITDA margin at 9.2% versus last year's 8.2%, and EBIT margin at 4.7% versus 4.2%. Both margins include 11 million realized in first half 2016 by the joint ventures not controlled by Lane. Regarding the financial expenses, going down the P&L, first half 2016 reported net financing cost for euro 45 million, which compare with 31 million in the first half of 2015. The net financing cost included 11.1 million related to the financing of the Lane acquisition, mostly non-recurring, and in addition, around 6 million that are non-cash capitalized costs related to past financial operation. On taxation, the tax rate was 39% in the first half of 2016, better than expectation and guidance provided as well. The discontinued operation line was impacted by 14 million one-off due to the release of the Forex Exchange Equity Reserve coming from the effects from the sale of Todini's foreign assets, which took place in April. The minorities accounted for 18 million in the first half. As you know, minorities are strictly dependent to the progress of the project where we are operating jointly with other partners. The bulk of minorities in the first half come from our Qatar projects for 8 million, Lane projects accounted for 3 million, Colombia motorway project accounted for 2 million, and some other minor projects accounted for 5 million. On the slide 9, you can see the gross debt. At the end of the first half 2016 was 2,442,000,000. The increase since the end of the last year was mainly due to the extraordinary components, primarily related to the acquisition realized in the period, Lane, which accounted in terms of gross debt for 429 million, asphalt roads and material, a West Virginia-based company bought by Lane for 34 million, and the project's share acquisitions made in 2015 for 28 million, while around 130 million were due to the financial needs coming from the operation. Let me say that a partner of the gross debt as well as the net debt cycle see an infra-year increase due to the needs on the ongoing business activities. In this respect, not counting the extraordinary operations, the development of the gross debt is very similar to what we saw in the first half of 2015 on the same perimeter basis. Moving to the slide 7, breaking up the composition of our debt, over 1.5 billion is related to bank loans, which we successfully renegotiated over the past year, bringing down its average cost significantly from 4.3 at the end of 2014 to 2.4% at the end of June. Taking into consideration the overall debt, including the bond and leasing components, our total debt cost came down from 5.3% at the end of 2014 to 3.4% at the end of June. The other portion of our debt is mostly made by our bonds, which together accounted for little more than 700 million euro at the end of June. As you know, we successfully issued a new bond for 600 million in total, of which 428 million were issued in June, followed by a tap for 172 million in July. The new bond with a 5-year maturity and a 3.75 coupon met the favor of bondholders with a demand 5 times greater than the offer. The proceeds were utilized mainly to reimburse the bridge loan for the Lane acquisition and to exchange a portion of our older 400 million bond maturing in 2018, which has been reduced to 283 million. Market conditions and strong demand allowed the issue of the TAP at an even lower rate at 3.25%. Standard & Poor's reconfirmed both the corporate rating and assigned the new bond a BB+ rating with a stable outlook. Moving to the slide 8, to the free cash flow. In the first half of 2016, we produced the operating cash flow for 242 million euro, while we absorbed cash due to the working capital requirements for 480 million euro and for capex requirements for 104 million. As I commented before, the infra-year working capital requirements are very much seasonally influenced by the development patterns of the project, build up as well as by the advances coming from the awarded projects that normally is heavily back-end loaded. This is why our second half is normally much stronger in terms of cash generation with respect to the first half. Looking at the year end, we expect to be in line or better with the EBITDA target of 9%, as we communicated for the year end. Working capital absorption will be greatly reduced by the normal working capital cycle seasonality, as well as by the actions put in place to better manage the working capital. CapEx could probably be lower than expected. Therefore, we expect a positive operating free cash flow. Another assumption very important that we can make concerns the tax rate, which we now assume can stay around 40% for the full year, down from the 45% we had previously assumed. Net financial expense could be lower than expected. All these elements will contribute to improve significantly the free cash flow generation for the second half of the year. And as you know, the free cash flow has become a strategic driver for our business plan and our business evolution. And with this, I would like to leave the floor to Pietro for his comments on the business development, the progress with our backlog, and the outlook for the year. Thank you.
Thank you, Massimo. Good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to those of you who have joined us on the call from North America. It is a pleasure having you all with us after the presentation we made of our business plan in May. I will be giving you an update our business as well as an outlook for the year. Regarding backlog evolution, we will start with the analysis of that. In the first 6 months of the year, the value of our total backlog rose by nearly 11%, from 34.9 billion euros to 38.4 billion euros, all thanks to new construction contracts. The value of these new contracts rose by 12.2% from 27.8 billion euros to 31.2 billion euros. I want to underline the fact that by the end of the first half of this year, Salini Impregilo has attained one of the highest backlog to revenues ratio in the industry. What's more, this backlog guarantees more than 71% of the revenues that we expect to generate under our new business plan and more than 80% of our total EBIT foreseen into the same plan, which covers the periods ending in 2019. The graphic shows that, for example, that it has guaranteed virtually all of our revenues forecast for 2016. Now, going to new orders and commercial activity year to end, let's look at new orders on the next slide. When we include those that have come in since the close of the semester, the total value of new orders is more than 6.8 billion euros. That gives us a book-to-bill ratio of more than 1.1 times, already reaching the full-year target. In the first column, you will see a list of the new orders that Salini Impregilo has received. Lane construction in the United States has brought in a significant amount since we completed our acquisition of the company at the beginning of the year. Those orders, all of them in the United States, make up 20% of the total at 1.2 billion euros. The biggest one is a 543 million euros pro quota share that is related to the Purple Line in the state of Maryland. The Salini Impregilo merger with Lane is going as planned. We recently joined our U.S. unit Ely with Lane's operation. For Salini Impregilo, the biggest contract by far is one for the 2.5 billion euros to build a dam in the Koisha area in Ethiopia. This mega project is the latest in a series of dams, including Gibe III and Gerd, to turn the country into an energy powerhouse for the continent. We recently won a contract of similar importance in Tajikistan, worth 1.75 billion euros. This is part of a framework agreement that Salini Pregillo signed with the government. The dam would be the tallest in the world and have an installed production capacity of 3,600 megawatts, equal to almost three nuclear power plants of medium size. This is the first lot, with the other two lots of equal size expected to be finalized and contract signed before the end of the year. Salini Pregillo Group signed a 791.7 million contract, 1.176 billion in Australian dollars, in Australia to design, build and maintain the Forest Field Airport link in Perth. We are working on the developing of 12,000 hectares urban residential development 40 kilometers northwest of Kuwait City as part of the South Al Mutla housing project for our share of $468 million. Revenues by geography. The first slide, and this is a very important issue, the first slide looks again at revenues by geography, but in greater details. If you look at the various bars on the graph, you will see how our working on the strategy is starting to produce concrete results. We are looking to expand in markets with lower risk profile, like the United States, Europe, and Australia. There is a notable reduction in the importance of Africa to our company top line. The portion of total revenues coming from that market has fallen from 33% in 2014 to 20% in 2015. In the first half of 2016, the trend continued, with revenues from Africa coming at 18% of the total. The biggest increase, meanwhile, is coming from the United States, where we acquired Lane Construction to get a better footprint in that market. The portion of revenues at that country was a mere 3% in 2014 and jumped to 23% into this first half of 2016. Meanwhile, our own market, Europe, out of which Italy accounts for only 9%, remained stable at around the 25% for the total area. Delivery. So far this year, we have delivered three very important projects. The first one is worldwide importance. It is Panama Canal. We finally completed that infrastructure, and we successfully made the ceremony for the first ship to pass that canal very recently. Then we handled down to the client the Gibe III hydroelectric dam in Ethiopia, which is now producing energy for that country, and we delivered also the Athens Opera House, formerly known as the Stavros Niarchos Foundation Cultural Center, which we recently have been awarded for a very important prize by the ENR newspaper as one of the best projects this year. Let's look now at the outlook. Now, for the outlook of 2016, what I can say that we are in track to meeting our guidance for the year. Revenues are expected to reach about 6.1 billion euros, thanks to the contribution from projects into the United States, Denmark, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Ethiopia. EBITDA margin is seen reaching 9%. And as for our net financial position, we are confident that we will stay in line with 2015 when excluding the financing which was needed for the acquisition of Lane. So it means more or less around 450 million. If you look back at that, we will have in revenues on track to achieve the guidance, and a better mix of contracts revenues are expected in H2. Regarding EBITDA, we have a guidance of 9%. We will be achieving that guidance or slightly better. In EBIT, we will have cost efficiency contributing to reduce G&A expenses. In regarding financial costs, that was foreseen around 800 million, we will be in line or slightly better than the guidance. Tax rate that was foreseen at 45%, It is expected to improve at around 40% for the full year 2016, more than 5% better than expectation. Discontinued operation expected at 20 million for the full year 2016. No more one-off expected in H2. Minorities continue to remain in line with H1, which means the same ratio to net profit. Net profit to significantly increase in H2 for this lot of reasons that I just told you, and the net financial position expected to be in line with the guidance around the 425 million that is foreseen by our guidance. What I have to stress again is the positive operating free cash flow that is now expected for this first year of our business plan. Thank you all.
I'm sorry, I have to make just a clarification. I give you a wrong number for the operating cash generation. I give you 242. The right number is 253.
Thank you, Eugenia. I think we can now open the floor to questions.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Alessandro Tortora with Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Good evening to everybody. I have four questions, if I may. Some discussion are brief. Okay, the first one is on the CapEx level. You mentioned during the conference call that you should be able, to save some amount of investments compared to the initial guidance of CapEx in the range of 300-350 million. So I would like to understand if this lower CapEx that you project this year is something that we may also see over the next year. The second question is on the on Italy. Clearly, we saw the lower exposure incidence of the Italian revenues in this first half. So I would like to understand, to have an update on the Italian contribution and what's your expectation on the major project in which you are, that the company is currently executing in Italy, above all, an update on the high-speed project, railway project we have in Italy. The third question is on the net debt forecast by year-end. I would like to understand the company expects some advance payment that maybe you can collect from the higher than expected order intake the company got in this first half. I mainly refer to the Tajikistan contract. And the last is just a clarification on the guidance at top line level, because I saw in one of the last slides that you compared the first half management view levels with the, original full year guidance. So if the 6.1 billion revenues is basically the management view, therefore consisting the revenues, therefore including the JV's contribution, or is basically the IFRS forecast? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Alessandro. I confirm the top line target in terms of revenue includes the revenues coming from joint venture. So is an adjusted target in terms of revenues. Regarding the net debt and the net financial position, we had in the budget and we expect to cash in some advance payment in the second part of the year. As you will see in the financial report, we decreased the advance payment stock in the first half of the year. Mm-hmm. And regarding the CapEx, we made much less than the half of the CapEx that we expected for the full year. This is why we expect a lower level of CapEx, and also because we had some effective disposal in the first half of the year regarding plant. On the Italian business and the revenues, I think, Pietro.
Well, on the Italian business, what we see as the figures we gave to you in terms of 6 billion and 100 million, 6 means that this is the expected rate of development of revenues coming out, including the Italian countries.
Mm-hmm.
We are in line with these expectations, and 2017 we'll have, of course, the part of revenues that is coming from this contract in a more sensible way. But we see that the authorization process that was hindering this contract, it is now at a well concluded stage. So we think that the start of this contract is not going to continue anymore.
Okay, and just if I may, a very quick follow-up. When you refer to the minorities level for year-end, you basically are assuming 18 million seen in the first half times 2, therefore around 35, 36 million?
Right.
Okay, grazie.
Thank you, Alessandro. Eugenia, next question, please.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have two questions. The first one is on gross debt. I would like to know if you are working to reduce the gross debt level in order to, for example, pool the liquidity, so to have the same net financial position but with a lower leverage looking at the gross debt. And then the other question is on CapEx. Is it reasonable so to assume that the CapEx seen in the first half, so 131 million, could be, let's say, half of what we will see in the full year? Thank you.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Regarding the gross debt, we expect to reduce it, so achieving the target in terms of net financial position, reducing the gross debt. And regarding the CapEx, our expectation is that doubling the amount we made in the first half could be an achievable target for the full year.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Alessandro Tortora with Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, just one question on the tax rate. I saw that you have improved the indication for this year of the tax rate compared to, let's say, the initial guidance you provided. Are there any specific, factor for the reason why you improved this indication by this huge 5 percentage point, and this around 40% is something that at least can be projected also for the next year? Thanks.
Yes, I think that the work we have done on the project to reduce the fiscal impact on our net profit is beginning to produce results, and that we may confirm that this target not only will be the in line with that for the full year 2016, but also will improve more earlier than expected in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Eugenia, next question.
The next question is from Francesco Sala with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Just a question. I was wondering whether you can give us a few details about the performance of Lane standalone in the first half in terms of revenues and margins, and if it's possible also in terms of cash generation. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. You will find some detail in the financial report. I'm just looking for the page. We had in the first half around 550 million euro of revenue. In terms of EBIT, there is a little loss, around 5 million euro. That, as you know, come from the seasonality of a significant part of the business of Lane, the plant and paving and the small projects that just started in May and will deliver more growth and more marginality in the second half, as well as the cost for this segment of business had an impact in the first half. This is completely in line with our expectation. In terms of net financial position is close to zero. We started, or Lane started to finance the development of the new business also through gross debt that of course are included is included in the gross consolidated debt, and we still have some significant cash in Lane.
Thank you.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Bruno Permutti with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions, one regarding CAPEX in 2017-18. I wanted to understand if it is possible if the reduction of CAPEX for 2016 is a postponement to the next years, or if you believe that 300-350 remains confirmed for 2017 and 2018. And the second, regards the net working capital absorption for the second half of the year. If you can give us an indication of what you expect in the second half in terms of which could be the driver for the reduction in the absorption of net working capital.
Well, yes, Giuseppe. I would say that first of all, we expect a very large improving in our working capital in second half, and this is normally associated with the fact that in the first half there are some seasonality which is coming from Lane, adding to the normal start of operation for some projects that makes this seasonality also more important into this year, and this will reduce of course the absorption of the net working capital by the second end, so we can confirm that the net financial position which was given as a guidance overall. And regarding to the CAPEX, I think that we have to stick to the numbers that were inside the business plan, because we of course we cannot have differences coming from a couple of months of work after the presentation that we gave in London. I think that the fact that we have some savings in terms of CAPEX into this year, and it is expected to have some savings also in terms of expenditures in CAPEX in the full year, doesn't necessarily mean that we have to expand this reduction into the forthcoming 3 years. Even if we said that we have been conservative into us assuming the numbers, which was around an average of 350 million of CAPEX for the next coming 3 years.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruno. Eugenia, next question.
The next question is from Carlo Maritano with Intermonte SIM. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I just have one question. If you can give us an update on the claims, if you expect some cash in from the claims in Campania, or if this eventual cash in is included in your guidance or not. Thank you.
Yes, we won, as we have said, everybody, a lot of these trials that were on the FIBE aspects. So we expect that we have contacts and dialogues with the administration in order to close this issue before the end of the year. This will be, of course, as a consequence, a part of cash that is coming out from that will be including in our expectation for the end of the year. Let's say around 50 million of that cash is foreseen into our expectation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carlo.
A final reminder at this time, I would like to, if you would like to join the question queue, please dial star and then one now. The next question is a follow-up from Francesco Sala with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening again. Thank you for taking my question. I was wondering whether there is any update on the Panama Canal project in terms of arbitration claims, whether you expect any news in the short midterm, and if yes, what kind of news we can expect in the next few months. Thank you.
Yes, as per Panama Canal, the important issue that the Panama Canal has been delivered and is working and is producing cash for the client. A lot of ship has passed through and paying, of course, the fares that is foreseen for that passage. So I expect that apart from the litigation process, which is going on with the same, expectation in terms of time that it takes for making such an important litigation, we always remind, it's not a matter of days, but it's a matter of years, and it's something that is foreseen since the very beginning to the 2018 and 2018, starting 2019. This is the numbers that we have now for such a complex issue, but I think that contacts are already started between the parties to try to handle this matter in a more quickly way and more amicable way. We hope that this contact will bring in a possibility to shorten the period of time that we have to wait to conclude this matter.
Thank you.
The next question is from Grégoire Thibault with Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for all your answers. I have just two remaining questions. The first one is to come back on the networking cap. To make it very clear, because I didn't catch it, in 2016, you think you can have, let's say, a flat working cap situation, or you will probably burn some cash? And the second question, if you could remind us, what's your profitability target on lane for the full year? Thank you.
Good afternoon, Grégoire. Regarding the working capital absorption for the full year, we expect it to be in the full year neutral. So we expect to release cash in the second half in the same amount we absorbed in the first half.
Okay.
Regarding the full year target for lane in terms of marginality, if I'm not remember wrong, it's around 4.5% as EBIT margin.
Okay, thank you.
No, you may go ahead, Eugenia, thanks.
Thank you. For any further questions, you may press star and one now on your telephone. Mr. Rossini, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you very much, Eugenia. I think that concludes our call, and we thank everyone for your participation. Thank you.